Thank you, Mr. Fiok. Good morning, everyone. Can you believe March is almost over? It'll be April here in a few more days. Where did this year go? You know, before you know it, it'll be winter again. I'm sure everybody here has heard the old poem, "I Can't Remember." One that says that I sure miss my mind. I'm not going to read any of it, but I'm sure Mr. Wilkie could tell you what it says. But there was something in the news maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago I thought was kind of interesting in regards to not being able to remember. And I remember last week I was talking to one of the brethren here, and she was telling me how she has a hard time remembering some things. So as we get older, our minds, we think they're slipping. We think we're getting forgetful. But it was in the news. It says, brains of elderly slow because they know too much. It says, the brains of older people only appear to slow down because they have so much information to compute. It says, much like a hard drive on a computer, scientists believe. I think there may be some truth to that. It says, the brains of older people do not get weak, not forgetful. They just simply know too much. So don't think that you're getting forgetful. While preparing for a message last year for a sermonette, I came across some information on the Apostle John, and I thought it was kind of interesting. It was the information was from a man named Jerome. Jerome was born around 347 A.D. He was a Christian, priest, a Catholic, theologian, and a historian. And Jerome is best known for his translation of the Bible into the Latin Vulgate. You've probably all heard of that. Now here's what Jerome had written. It says, the Apostle John lived at Ephesus down to an extreme old age. Being old, he was carried to the church and was not able to exhort the congregation at length. He would just say at each meeting, "My little children, love one another." At last, the disciples and brethren were weary hearing these words continually and asked him, "Why do you say this only?" And that kind of reminded me of back probably in the 70s, we used to hear about the two trees and the two ways of life, the give and the get. And I have to admit that I remember sitting in church and saying, "Oh, not again, not again." But anyhow, they said, "Why do you say this only?" And the Apostle John replied and said, "It is the commandment of the Lord, and if this only be done, it is enough. It is enough." John was the last apostle to die. He died around the year 100 A.D. He was the only apostle that did not die a martyr. He was called the Apostle of Love. Now, in the Old King James Version in the New Testament, love is mentioned 179 times. 62 times it's in John's writings, in John, in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And even in Revelations a couple times. Now in the book of John, I found there were four words that he used over and over again. And I thought they were kind of interesting. And the four words are, "By this we know." And he says it 8 times in the book of 1 John and only in the book of 1 John. So the title of the message today is just, "By this we know." In light of the Passover coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow night, I want to look at just one of these, "By this we know." And later on, before I finish, I'll read some of the other ones. Let's go to 1 John 3:16. Now we know that John 3:16 is where it says, "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." Now this is 1 John 3:16, and John starts out and says, "By this we know love." So he tells us what it is that we know. By this, what is the this? It says, because he laid down his life for us. So it says, because Christ laid down his life for us, that we know love. Now let's go back to John 15. John 15, and look at verse 13. It's one of our memory scriptures. You probably all already know it. John 15 and verse 13 says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Now this word love, in the New Testament, the Greek translation to the word love, there are about 9 different Greek words that are translated love. This one here and the one in 1 John 3:16 is agape, or as some say, agape. That might be the correct way to pronounce it, but I'm just going to say agape. It means unselfishness, all-giving love, and we call it godly love. And it is affection that comes from the heart. Another word that's used quite often, and I believe it's pronounced agapio, it is to love in a moral and a social sense. It's not the same word as agape. Then there's also philia, which you're familiar with. That's brotherly love, or the love of a friend. So in 15:13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Now let's go back to 1 John 3:16, and we'll finish that verse. By this we know love, that's agape love, because he laid down his life for us, Jesus Christ, on the Passover, gave his life for all of us, and because he loves us. That's how we know love. And we also ought to lay down our lives for one another. Now, we can lay down our lives in more ways than just dying for somebody. Matter of fact, probably none of us here will have to give our life for a brethren. But we can put the concerns of others first in our lives. Think about others, their needs. We can make the needs of more important than our own. We can think about other people, what their needs are, and actually put them before ourselves. And we can also take Mr. Armstrong's advice and live a way of give instead of get. Passover, just 2 weeks away. Jesus laid down his life for all mankind at the Passover. Now I want to look at how great a love this truly is. In Ephesians 3:19. Ephesians 3:19. Ephesians 3:19. Let's start in 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, agape love, godly love, may be able to understand with all the saints what is the width, the length, and the depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which is another agape, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Now, the New Living Translation says, may you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. So the love that God the Father and Christ has for us, we really don't get it. They love us more than we love our own children, more than we love our own grandchildren, more than we love our own great-grandchildren. And I know how much I love my great-grandchildren and my children and my grandchildren. God's love for us is much greater than that. I've often wondered, and perhaps you have too, was it possible for Jesus Christ to sin? I've asked ministers that, and I've got both answers. Yes, it was possible. and also know that it wasn't possible, that he willed himself to never sin, so he couldn't sin. But when you think about if he could have sinned, here we know from John 1:1 that Jesus Christ was with God the Father for all eternity. There was never a time that they were not together. And so for God the Father to say, you can go down there and live as a man and die for the sins of these people, if there's a possibility that he would never come back, just look at how much God the Father was giving up. But he loved us so much that he was willing to do that. And Jesus Christ, look at what he gave up to come down to the earth as a man. He gave up glory, power, you know, just eternal life. He gave all that up to become just a human being. If there was a possibility that he could have lost that, it just shows how much he really, really loved us. I want to read some of these other, by this we know. I'm not going to tell you what the this is. You can look these up yourself. But hopefully it'll kind of encourage you to look at these. These are all in 1 John. By this we know that we know him. I'm not going to tell you how we know that we know him. You can look that up. But this, what we do know is that we know him. And in other places, it says, by this we know that we are in him. Remember how Christ said in John 17, to pray to the Father, how he was in the Father and the Father was in him and he wanted us to be in them. Also says, and by this we know that we are of the truth. Have you ever wondered whether we are really of the truth? Well, I think you've all proved that at one time, that we are. But it says, by this we know that we are of the truth. Here's one. And by this we know that he abides in us. Have you just ever asked the question, I wonder if I have God's Spirit? You know, when we're baptized and have hands laid on us, there's no feeling that goes through your body. There's nothing. When you're all done, you're pretty much the same as you was before, except you do have God's Spirit in you. But have you ever wondered, does God abide in us? Well, here it says, by this we know that he abides in us. You can look up and see what it is, what this is. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us. And by this we know that we love the children of God. What is it we know? We know that we love one another, each other. So, in conclusion, I just hope that we can be thinking about how much God the Father and Jesus Christ, how much they love mankind, that they did sacrifice all that they did. And as we keep the Passover, wherever we keep it, in 2 weeks from tomorrow, and as we're thinking about Christ paying for our sins, we've been forgiven. Let's also think about their love for us. And when Jesus Christ returns, hopefully we will hear, well done, good and faithful servants.